As we look back over this past year, it's been a very sad story for Ontario's horse industry. Mm-hmm. In its wisdom, the government pulled the plug on the Slots at Racetracks program, which made the province over $1 billion a year. Sue Leslie is president of the Ontario Horse Racing Industry Association, and she's joining us now on themots.ca. Hi, Sue.
Good morning, Carol. Paul.
Good morning.
Sue, reflect on this past year and what it has meant to horse racing.
Well, Carol, it's been a horrible year. I guess horrible is even an understatement. The devastation to our industry has been tremendous, particularly the breeders, because the announcement was made very early in the breeding season, so they definitely were the first ones to take it on the cuff. The sadness in the rural communities is acute. People are not only losing their ability to earn a living, but they're also losing their lifetime savings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what would the Queen say about this past year? It'd be an anus horribilis.
Yeah, that's what she did say about that one year, didn't she?
Not quite like that.
Not quite like that, but yeah, terrible, terrible thing. And so as you look back on it, is there anything salvageable here? I know that some people have been, the end of this year was their decision-making time. And when I say that, it was meaning when they might start putting some horses down.
Well, we're asking everyone to hold on as long as they can, Carol. We, as you know, the government appointed a transition committee made up of three former cabinet ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they've done the very best they can. They're all great guys. They've put a tremendous amount of hours and effort into understanding our industry. But the fact is that they're just capable of making recommendations. And although I believe they have strongly encouraged the government to make sure that the industry is sustained and that the government has agreed to appoint, we still are in chaos. We know we have this transition fund amount of money. We don't know how much is in it. We don't know for sure where OLG is or is not going to leave Slots. The OLG right now is supposed to be in good faith negotiations with racetrack operators to see if a lease agreement can be made so that the money that comes from the lease agreement with the OLG combined with the funds that are available in the OMAFRA transition fund, if those two things added together, can give enough racetracks enough money to race.
Now, this three-member panel made its recommendation some time ago.
They did, Paul. It's been a very, very slow process.
And that would be the question. Why is the government taking so long to do something about this? I know they're not sitting, but they don't have to.
Well, no. As I understand it from the panel, both the Cabinet and the Treasury have approved the funds that are in the transition fund. The problem is, until the OLG and the racetracks make some type of lease agreement, we all know there's not enough in the transition fund mm-hmm. to sustain racing. So the OLG has been negotiating with tracks. Deloitte Touche are in doing audits of racetracks, and this process just seems to go on and on and on. The panel told me early in December that the drop-down date to have the OLG lease agreements in place was December the 20th. So here we sit
mm-hmm.
with Christmas and New Year's coming. We just are running out of time.
And how much is in that transition fund? How much is in that?
We don't know, Paul. We don't know. That's the problem.
This is not the $50 million, is it?
No. They tell us it's more than the $50 million. Right. Oriah asked for $210 million, and we've been told it's not that much.
I just keep
somewhere in between.
Yeah.
And you just keep going back and saying, what was wrong with them? You know, I realize it's all water under the bridge now, but this was something that was working so well. And then since then, they come out with this agreement with bingo operators.
Well, you know, this is the big question that I don't think the public understand, Carol.
Mm.
I think the public need to start asking the government how they intend on April 1st to continue producing over a billion dollars a year.
Well, they'll have to raise their taxes, won't they?
Well, I don't know how else they're going to do it, because they certainly are not going to be in a position to have new slot parlors and casinos up and running 3 months from now.
Mm-hmm.
So they have put in jeopardy, when we're in an all-time deficit, the Ontario, the residents of Ontario, we have a government that has blown up a program that produced over $1 billion a year for health care and education and many other social programs. And right now, they have no way to replace it.
Right. And they called it a subsidy. And, they called it a subsidy to the industry. And I have to say, too, that that panel, I watched them with Steve Paikin. And Steve Paikin, I do like him, but he drank the Kool-Aid. He was using the word subsidy as well. And I thought, you didn't get it. You don't understand. That was a mutually beneficial program that was working, not a subsidy.
Well, of course, I don't understand how, for example, Carol, They put their lottery terminals in, as you know, many gas stations, et cetera, et cetera. They say they get paid commissions for having the machines in there, but when the machine's in the racetrack, it's a subsidy.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, they're going to pay somebody to house and run those machines.
Yeah.
Why not the horse racing industry, who've had them in their buildings for the last 15 years?